Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Like the famous Loch Ness in Scotland, Utah's Bear Lake keeps a monster-sized secret in its watery depths. Located at the top of Logan Canyon on the Idaho border, Bear Lake has been at the center of monster sighting stories since at least 1868. That was the year that local resident and Deseret News correspondent Joseph Rich reported sightings of a strange serpent creature in his newspaper. Between 1868 and 1871, several more sightings of the monster were reported, including campers who claimed that an alligator-like creature emerged from the water and destroyed their camp. Local man Thomas Slight reported a huge animal out on the lake swimming with incredible speed, while Akila Nebaker saw the monster gobbling his flock of sheep along with several rolls of barbed wire. A local fisherman even captured a junior member of the notorious Bear Lake monster family near Fishhaven in the summer of 1871. Panic over the monster reached such a fevered pitch that area gun sales increased from 1868 to 1870. But with each sighting, descriptions of the monster changed dramatically. It was reportedly between 6 and 90 feet long, with a horse-like or maybe a snake-like head, with a body that was alternately brown, green, shiny, scaly, or hairy. The monster was seen rising from the water, floating calmly, swimming at great speed, and even walking on the shore. Several eyewitnesses were well-respected members of the community, which gave the story credibility. Various plots were hatched to capture the monster, from giant fish hooks to plans for straining the lake itself. None of those came to fruition. Joseph Rich eventually admitted that he had invented the monster story to attract tourists to Bear Lake, but many eyewitnesses stood by their accounts, and Shoshone oral tradition actually tells of a serpent-like creature in the lake. So what do you think about the Bear Lake monster? Historical fact, fascinating legend, or complete hoax? Content for this episode of the Beehive Archive was provided by the Stokes Nature Center in Logan Canyon. Sources and past episodes may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Megan Van Frank. Visit us online at kcpw.org and click on the Beehive Archive link.